Take your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter number 8. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 8, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one, Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God. For neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend." I want to preach on this for just a few minutes, if God will be my help tonight, on this thought: an inward working for conscience sake. An inward working for conscience sake. As we look at this tonight, and Paul was writing to the Corinthians, and he's writing basically about the conscience. Now, what is the conscience? Amen. He's speaking about life in the conscience, or conscience in our life. And our life is controlled by our conscience. Amen. Wouldn't you say so? Amen. Sometimes. Amen. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Because sometimes we don't listen to our conscience. Amen. What is our conscience? It's that, you might say, it's that judge within us, amen, that shows us what direction we need to go. Amen. That's what your conscience does. You know the old proverbial, let your conscience be your guide. Amen. That conscience will lead you in a way that's hopefully right. Amen. But the conscience is that that inward man, that judgment, that judge inside a man that gives us guidance and direction. And we need that today, man. I think a whole lot of the time the Bible speaks about those that have their conscience seared with hot iron. Amen. It's cut off, and it's seared where it can't be healed or mended. That's what's wrong with the world today. Hey, a whole lot of these folks that's causing all the problems and the drama and the chaos in the world have a conscience that's seared. But we see now what the conscience does. Now the consciousness, it commends you when you do right. Amen? That's how you can feel good about yourself. Amen? Because your conscience speaking to you, showing direction that you need to go, and you go that way, and boy, you feel good about yourself, don't you? Amen. Don't you, Miles? Amen. Praise God. When you're good to your little sister and you just love her and encourage her and edify her and point in the right direction and show her brotherly love and all those good things. Amen. And it all fits, and boy, your conscience feels good because you know you've done that that's commendable. So your conscience commends you on what you do that's right. But it also condemns you for what you do wrong. Amen. That part there is the part that we don't like much. When our conscience begins to condemn us and say, you know what you did, what you said, the way you acted, he said, that was just wrong. He said, well, preacher, I don't really know when I do wrong. Yes, you do. Because every one of us have a conscience. And we know, every one of us know when we do wrong. Every one of us know when we do those things, it's contrary to that conscience that God put in us. Now, you don't even have to be saved to have a conscience. Amen? Amen. But when you get saved, your conscience takes your salvation, and your salvation works with your conscience, amen, and helps you to do right the more. Amen. Praise God. It just begins to get, as Brother Bill would say, gooder and gooder. Amen. Praise God. Because you start doing things that's pleasing, not only to yourself, but pleasing to God. Amen. But you feel good inside yourself. Amen. Because of what you do. You know what's wrong with the world? You know why they're up there in Portland and Washington and Chicago and New York? Why they're protesting like that? Because none of them feel good about themselves. They're just out there just to trying to tear up and destroy and cause everything in them in chaos. Amen. It's just in a mess. And we said, Paul tells us over in Romans, chapter number 2, let's just go back 13. He says this. He said, For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Now, where does that come from? Amen. When they don't have the law, they've not been taught the law, they don't know. But they do things according to the law that they've never been taught. So how do you do something that you don't know about? Through your conscience. Because there's a God-given part of you that directs you in the right direction. He goes on, verse 15, he says, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. Amen. He said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Christ Jesus according to my gospel. So he said, it's the mean by which God uses, amen, to direct us in the way that's right. He gives us a conscience. Amen. That's why we should let our conscience bear God, unless your conscience is seared. Amen. You say, well, how do you know if your conscience is seared? Amen. Because you can just do anything in the world and it don't bother you. Amen. If you've got a conscience, amen, it ought to bother you when you do things that's hurtful to other people. Amen. Your conscience ought to be your guide. You ought to start redirecting our focus, amen, on a thing that's more positive than negative. Amen. So what happens? What happens when we sin against our conscience, when we do those things that's contrary to our conscience? Amen. I'll tell you what it does. It does terrible damage to the inward man. Amen. Sometimes, I would even go as far as say, sometimes it's irreparable damage to the inward man when we sin against our conscience, when we do those things that we know is contrary to our conscience, because it's contrary to God. And there's some things that we do, amen, that you can't just go back and take it back. Amen. It's like that, right, like I've told you before, that rocket's thrown towards mama's picture window. Once that thing leaves your hands, it's done the damage. Amen. You can't take it back. You can't get it back. All you can do is try to repair the damage after it's done. Amen. But sometimes it can never be put back like it was. Amen. Cannot be put back to the original state that it was in. Amen. So we need to be real careful, because it can cause terrible damage when we disrespect, we go against the conscience that's in us. Amen. Not only can it cause irreparable damage, but it also breaks the heart of God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to do anything that's going to break the heart of God. I don't want to hurt my God in any way. I don't want to break His heart. I don't want to make Him sad. It's what we tell the little children, amen. That's what sin is. It's what breaks God's heart and breaks His heart and makes Him sad. And I don't want to do anything to make my God sad. I don't want to do anything to hurt anybody. I mean, I want to be, if I can't say something good, I praise God. My mama said, just don't say nothing at all. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, that's what happens, amen, when we sin against our conscience, when we do those things, praise God, that we know better, but we do them anyway. It's like that rock. You can't take it back. Amen. We just have to go along behind and try to fix it. I mean, there's a whole lot of folks in the world running around with a jar of Bondo in their pocket. Amen. They just are chunking rocks everywhere, patching as they go. Amen. If you let our conscience bear God, pray God to, and say, you know what? I don't want to do anything and I wouldn't want somebody to do to me. Amen. Say anything, do anything, act in any way, praise God, that would bring a reproach upon the name of God. I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me. I ain't going to do it to them. You say, well, preacher, how can we prevent this? Well, Paul says, "What can the way to prevent this is our conscience needs to be strengthened by knowledge. Knowledge comes from the Word of God." So he said, in order to prevent our conscience from going awry and going the wrong way and doing the things that it would, amen. The Bible says, "Raise up a child the way it should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Amen. That's a short one. He said, "He'll not depart from it." So we need to bring the way that we should go, direction we should go, not the way that we would go. Because our conscience would go in the wrong direction if we'd let it. But God Almighty says when we strengthen it by the knowledge of the Word of God, amen, we begin to grow spiritually. And we begin to get help for our consciousness. What happens? The inward man begins to change. That old cloudy, dark person that's in there, amen, praise God, he starts to come out and he starts to look better. Amen. The old dismal gray part goes away and a ray of sunshine comes into your heart. And it makes you look different. You start seeing a glow about you. Amen. Wouldn't you like the glow? Amen. Praise God. He said that we're supposed to be salt and light. Amen. It's time to be illuminated by the power of the Word of God. Man, at the light of God had begun to shine. Paul said, "Hey, listen," said, "what we need is consciousness," and said, "the only way we get help is strengthened, and our consciousness is strengthened by the Word of God, by knowledge. The most important knowledge we have is God, godly knowledge." Amen. Praise God. But what happens? A weak conscience becomes strong in the Lord. Amen. We begin to get the strength that we need. Paul said in verse 2, he said, "And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know." Amen. Hey, listen, I don't know nothing. All I know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Praise God. And coming again, Brother Robert. Praise God. That's all that I know. But praise the Lord, that's what I need to know for my heart to be satisfied. And so now I can begin to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to minister in my heart and show me His way, praise God. Not my way no more, but His. And He begins to make a difference. And I want to be a help to somebody as much as I can. I've told you, I want to be a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Amen. Praise God. That's my heart's desire. And when we begin to learn this, we begin to get the knowledge of God in our heart. Amen. We begin to get a steadfastness in our walk, and that inward working for consciousness' sake, praise God, it begins the conscience begins to grow, and it begins to get more spiritual. Amen. What's happening in the world today is because of a lack of spirituality. Consciences, amen, they're not spiritual no more. Amen. They're carnal. We're getting a lot of carnal consciences. Consciences. Amen. Say that three times fast. Amen. We're getting a lot of that today. We're getting a lot of it in our church, in our families, in our communities where we live. The world is slipping in. And we're just like the church is sleeping, and we're allowing it. Amen. But if we strengthen our consciousness in the Lord, begin to recognize Him, praise God, we begin to appreciate, Paul says, we begin to appreciate the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He begins to make us free. Amen. From that old inner man that was holding us back and bogging us down, and He begins to give us liberty, Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to help us to rejoice down in our soul, praise God, because there's a change that's taking place. Amen. And God, praise the Lord, we're liking it, we're letting it, amen, have manifest itself in us for God's glory. Amen. And then when people come around, praise God, you can share it with them. Amen. Praise God. It's right there. I mean, it's on the cuff. I mean, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to go hunt you. Amen. Praise God. It's just right there and it comes out on you. Amen. Your conscience, praise God. That inward man begins to speak through you. That's why he told the disciples. He said, "Hey, you don't have to take thought of what you're going to say. Praise God." He said, "You love the Lord. The Lord loves you, and you know that." Amen. It's going to come out. Amen. You won't be able to hold it back. Next thing you know, praise God, you'll be a testifier about how good God has been to you. So we got to have that. Then we begin to appreciate the Lord more and more. Amen. For what He's doing in our consciousness. He's showing us. In other words, it's kind of like a waking up. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard when you get up. Amen. Especially if you had a hard day and you go to sleep and you wore out. Next morning, it's kind of hard to wake up, ain't it? And you kind of stir around. You stretch around there a while. And you're just trying to get woke up. But praise God, when you finally get woke up, you got that first cup of coffee in you, boy, and you're just pumped up and ready to go. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise the Lord. And you get you come out of there, praise the Lord, and you say, thank God, what a day. You look out and you see that sun is shining again. Amen. And boy, you just begin to praise the Lord and something starts happening down inside you. And you just step outside and you smell that fresh morning air and it's nice and cool. Amen. Before it gets hot and miserable. Amen. And boy, there's just something stirs down inside. It's just a refreshing down inside your soul. He said, that's what God does for you. That's what Paul said. That's what God will do for you when we have the knowledge. But he said, we got to be careful. He said, because the weak believer that doesn't have the knowledge that you have, praise God, he can take it. If you ain't very careful, he can begin to run ahead of his consciousness and get ahead of it. And it can begin to scare him. He begin to wonder and he can begin to doubt. He said, but you got to be careful that you don't outrun your conscience. Amen. You get up in the morning, boy, you feel really good, and you take off out through there, and you get to wondering about something, and boy, the next thing you know, if you ain't careful, you just go on headlong. Amen. But sometimes God's got your conscience. It's like an old mule with one of them split bits on it. Amen. Where you pull back on both reins and you get their attention. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. One of them old split bits, buddy, it'll put a stop to them, even one that's headstrong. See, they can't grab that thing in their teeth and hold it like they can a straight bit. So you put that, you lay it on there. That's what the Holy Ghost does through your conscience. Sometimes he says, whoa, boy, hold on a minute. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we'll just plow on. Amen. Instead of listening to our conscience. Amen. The conscience speaks, and the Holy Ghost is part of God. He's speaking through your conscience and showing you, amen. Praise God, which way to go, where, how far to go, and when to stop. I believe sometimes the Holy Ghost of God just says stop. Amen. Just says sign. When he says stop, praise God, Lord, just stop. But if the weak brother and weak people, sometimes they'll just keep plowing on and just say, well, I'll just go just a little bit further. And you go a little further by yourself, and guess what? You're by yourself. Amen. But praise the Lord, there's a consciousness, amen, in that weak believer. There's a consciousness in a strong believer too. We've got to be careful that we don't push him to go just a little farther. That's what Paul's telling us here. He said some of the brothers that have got weak consciousness, sometimes they're just weak in the faith. Sometimes they just need a little bit of direction. And we got to be careful that we don't push them in the wrong direction. Amen. He said, you may have a strong conscience, strong conviction. You know, amen, how far you can go, praise God. You know where the outer limits are. But sometimes there's others that's weaker than we are. And we got to be careful that we don't take them to a place where they're uncomfortable in the Lord, uncomfortable in their faith, praise God, to begin to make them doubt that there's a God that loves them. We need to be conscious of that. And praise God, Paul said, if I have to, he said, I'll just stop with them a while till they understand what's going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what makes that possible? Compassion. Amen. When we care enough about others and not just about ourselves. Amen. We're living in a selfish world. It's all about me. Everything that happens is about me. But we see the consciousness and we see the control that it has on us. We realize knowledge makes that easier to deal with. But praise God, what can we add to knowledge that'll make it better? When we add to knowledge just a little bit of the love of God, praise God, it makes a perfect conscience. It makes a perfect union inside of a man, a boy, a woman, a girl, praise God, that God Almighty would be pleased with. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about that inward working and a conscience, for a conscience sake, that God puts in us. So we see that balance between love and the knowledge and love. Bible says in verse 3, it said, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. Amen. When we take that knowledge in our conscience, praise God, and we add a little love to it. I want to say tonight, a little love makes everything better. Amen. When Mama used to make those, she used to make those cherry cobblers. And she'd put that ingredients, that pan, And she'd work that dough up and she'd go dropping them clumps of dough in the top of that thing. You know what I'm talking about? When you make that thing up there, man, alive. You know what made that thing so good? It wasn't those cherries and it wasn't that bread. It wasn't that sugar, praise God, but it was because Mama put it together with love. Amen. Because she wanted to see us little old boys' faces when we dug into it and throw a scoop of ice cream on that, praise God, and dive in. Amen. That's what made the difference. She done it with love. She knew how good that'd be. Amen. But she done it in love. She done it in love for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes it better. So when knowledge is balanced with love, praise God. That's spiritual knowledge, man. Amen. Paul said here, said you take that spiritual knowledge. He said if you ain't careful, you can use it as a weapon. Amen. Because if we ain't careful, we come to a place that we think we're arrived and we're way up here. Amen. And we don't have to pay attention to conscience. We don't have to pay attention to God. We don't have to recognize and give an account for the knowledge that we have. And if we ain't careful, we can be hurtful with what we do. How we use it. We can hurt people, right? Amen. And as Brother Bill said so many times, we don't hurt anybody that Jesus died for. Well, preacher, who did Jesus die for? For you and 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 you. Amen. And so it's ought to be our heart's intent through our consciousness, through the Holy Spirit, through knowledge of a loving God to try to love everybody like He loved us. Amen. It'd be hard pressed for me to get mad at you now. Amen? Unless you just go out and do something stupid. Now, if you go out and do something stupid, amen, if I find out you went off a runoff with a bunch of old boys and got drunk and acting stupid, amen, I'm going to be mad at you. Amen? But it ain't going to keep me from loving you, but I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad at you. Amen? And say, you'll do something as stupid as that, you adults, I mean, you'll know better. I'll be really mad at you. Amen? But I'm going to love you, praise God. Because I'm not going to use the knowledge I have, praise God. I know what we ought to do. I know what you ought to do, praise God. I'm not going to use it a weapon to beat you down, tear you down. But I'm going to use it to edify and to lift you up. I'm going to come alongside you and say, you know what? Jesus ain't pleased with that. Jesus loves you too much to see you go in this direction. Jesus loves you too much. See, you get hurt like it's going to destroy you. It'll tear you down. It'll destroy everything that you touch and everybody you come in contact with. You need to leave it alone and seek the Lord. Amen. Well, devil ain't liking this tonight. Boy, I'm having me a good time, ain't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. A consciousness. Not a tool to hurt people, but a tool to edify and uplift, encourage people. Amen. Because what I know. Praise the Lord. He said, don't use it as a stumbling block. Amen. Don't use your liberty. Cause what you know, the wisdom and the love and the compassion. Praise God. Let it be a part of who you are to edify and encourage a lost and dying world. Amen. He said, because if you ain't careful, you can take knowledge. It'll puff you up. Amen. In verse 1, he says, now it's touching things offered unto idols. We know that we all, verse 1, have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Amen. He said, knowledge, he said, ain't careful. Knowledge can puff you up, make you think that you've arrived to a place, amen, that we ain't yet. Listen, we're not there till we cross the finish line into glory. Hello? Amen. Amen. We're in a sanctification process. Amen. It's a continual thing. Amen. Committing ourselves to the Lord while He works on us and helps us and makes us more like Him every day. And as a child of God, if you've been saved, we ought to be getting up every day and say, Lord, help me to be more like You today than I was yesterday. Amen. Trusting in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's what, preacher, it's hard to do, praise God. Yeah, if we do it ourselves, but He can do it. He's already shed His blood for you. The blood, amen, praise. It covers a multitude of sins. Amen. So we can kind of call upon the Lord, trust in Him. Amen. Praise God. Knowledge can puff you up, praise the Lord. It'll not only puff up, but it'll tear down others. But love makes a difference in it. We begin to love each other, praise God. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. His whole thing, that's why the church, that's why He said we need to come together. Because He said, especially as the day approaches, because He said when we get to the end of this journey, and we're going to find out there's a whole lot of people out there that don't like us much. We're finding it out more every day. There was a group said the other day that there's all this racism is in the white churches and they need to just bulldoze them to the ground. Amen. Well, I tell you what, let them try it. That's all I know. Amen. It won't be me and you fighting that battle. It'll be a holy and a righteous God that'll do that business. Amen. Things will get serious when they start trying to do that. Amen. Things get serious in heaven and on earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. But love makes a difference when we add it to knowledge. Amen. When we know, praise God, how God wants to work with us and deal. Knowing how, when we yield to others. Amen. When we yield to others without, compromising the truth. It helps us to be able to do that. To yield to others. Amen. To come alongside somebody, amen, that don't know as much, don't have the wisdom, don't have the experience. This fellow we've been talking to, amen, had a lot of head knowledge, but praise God, he don't have a heart knowledge. And come alongside him, praise God, without any compromise. We don't have to compromise. Amen. We can tell them the truth in love, praise God. I don't know, but I believe I found a friend in him. Amen. I believe I found a friend in him, praise God. Amen. Because I'm just telling the truth. If we just tell people the truth, but don't be afraid. Don't never be ashamed of the truth. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ can make them free. Amen. When they're free in Him, they're free indeed. So Paul says, praise God. He said, let's not make anybody weak, but praise God, let's make it to work through that inward working for conscience sake that we make people the stronger. In their conscience, in their thinking, in their inner being, that inner person. Amen. There's nothing the church ought to be doing more now, today, than trying to encourage each other in that inner person. Amen. Trying to encourage our inner person to be that, to be more like Christ and realize that we can be because He first loved us. Amen. Because He's in us, He dwells in us, He took up His abode, He's there to help us. So we don't want to make nobody weak. We want to make them stronger. Paul said, we want to make them stronger. He said, that's why he would say, he said in verse 13 in closing, when verse 12, he said, but when you sin so against a brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Amen. So if we hurt those that's weaker than us, sometimes it makes somebody feel big to hurt somebody that's weaker than us, don't it? I mean, do you ever know the bullies in school? Big old bullies in school, they'd get over there and they'd get on the bus and they'd pick on the little kid. Pick on that little one that looked vulnerable. Amen. They tried that with me when I moved back down here from West Virginia in ninth grade. And I was just a little bitty fella. I mean, ninth grade, I just weighed 92 pounds. I was a big one. Got on the bus and they said, this old boy wasn't nothing but a bully. He said, let's give the new kid a pink belly. And I'd done been two or three schools. I done figured this out. And I was right there on the bus where that wheel well is. And I figured if I let them get started, this little old boy's going to get a pink belly. So I just stood up on that wheel well and I said, why don't you come give me one? Amen. And he looked around and nobody was going to help him because they wanted to see what he'd do. Amen. So needless to say, I didn't get no pink belly. Amen. Praise God. But God Almighty, He knows exactly where we are, and He knows the help we need. He knows the strength when we need strength. And He gives it to us, praise God, from the throne of grace. And He encourages that inward person. But you know that inward person, that's who you are. Amen. Amen. We can play like we're anybody else. You know the old movie, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Amen. He's okay till it got dark. Nobody could see him. Or he thought nobody could see him. Amen. And he turned into that other. I can't even remember which is which on that. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, which one was the good and which was the bad. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if we know. Amen. Which one's the real person? Amen. But I'll tell you which one's the real person. That wants to give glory to God with our life. Paul said it's that inward person. It's that consciousness. And I thought about this. This has come up two or three times this week. In the first life, we talked about consciousness, what consciousness was. That consciousness is that inner person that God directs to do according to His glory, to bring glory to His name. Amen. If we'll just allow it inward working of the conscious, and for conscience sake, Well, what does that mean, Pastor Jeff? It means do it for God's glory. Listen to God and let your conscience be your guide. Amen. That's what makes a difference in life. That's what makes a difference in a home, in a church, in a community. It's when we allow our conscience, the reminder of the Lord Jesus, to minister to our hearts. That makes a difference. Amen.